Hey everybody, it is the Angel of Temptation, Angel for short. Welcome to my podcast. I do these randomly and just really when things come up in my life or through my emails or messages that kind of inspire me to do a little chat about them. So thank you for clicking on this. Thank you for liking it. thanks for listening. I've been making audios for a long time. If you've listened to any of my podcasts or know anything about me, you know I've been around and have made a lot of different style audios. I'm pretty open-minded to just about anything as long as we all have our limits, but I don't look down on any type. Everyone has their different things that get to turn them on. But one of the things I find is, you get into a rut. I don't know, as a creator, as a script writer, or a person that makes audios, or even a person who's listening, if you're, just taking in the content and the audience, sometimes we just get into a rut sexually about, nothing's really turning me on. Am I overstimulated? I get off a ton during the day. I get off, a couple times a day. I work from home, so it's fabulous. But even I get to the point where, even with my sex drive as high as it is, there are times where it's just like, meh, I'm just not in the mood. And we're all allowed to not be in the mood. That's nothing's wrong with not being in the mood. But sometimes you get in an actual rut where you're like, Jesus, it's like nothing's doing it for me. Or I have to go to at least for me personally, I have to go to the gangbang section of Pornhub or this really dark BDSM stuff. I have to go really deep to really stimulate myself, to turn myself on enough, because there's that horny feeling, but nothing's really triggering a reaction of that release and that relief and that being sated. So what I wanted to talk about, and this is, really simple. It's a really simple way I've learned to get myself out of it. And, it may not work for everyone. I don't know. It works for me though. And so I wanted to give you a helping hand if you ever just are I am tired of going through pages and pages of audios, pages and pages of pictures, Tumblr, whatever your, wherever your source of getting turned on is, if you're just tired of nothing's doing it for you, what I want you to do is I want you to close your eyes, get in your comfy masturbation position, whatever that may be. Do it privately. You don't want to do that in public or anyway. Obviously I'm just joking. I'm being silly. But have some time where you're not going to be interrupted. Get your phone away from you. Turn your TV off. Move the iPad, laptop, everything. Just, light a candle, dim the lights, whatever you're comfy. Set a mood for yourself. It sounds cheesy to some people, I know. But I promise you, if you want to get out of this rut, this might help you. And I don't know if you can hear, but my dog is sleeping right now, so I hope that's not being picked up right now because he's snoring. But anyways, so set the scene for yourself. Just do this for yourself. You're horny, nothing's doing it for you, you're kind of just in this erotic rut of nothing's turning you on, nothing's getting you to that orgasm that you know is in you. Those kick-ass orgasms. And just breathe. Get in your comfortable position and just breathe. Don't think. Try to clear your head. Every time you feel your head going off, drifting off someplace, drifting here, drifting there, just pull yourself back into that space of nothing. No thoughts. just feel. Because you want to get to that primal feeling of, okay, I feel sexual. I feel these sexual urges, the sexual need. I need to get release. And you want to get to that place where it may take you a couple minutes. It may take you 15 minutes. I mean, this isn't going to be something that is going to happen in just like two deep breaths and then you're there. But if this has been building and building in you, it's definitely worth the time to take a try. Give yourself a solid 20 minutes, half an hour, set aside in your day and just try it. And just like if you're laying down in bed, if you're sitting, if it's shower, make sure you don't have the water on too hot. You don't want to run out of hot water. Or do it progressively. Do it like start in the shower, really start to clear your head, dry off, you know, do those mechanical things where you're really not thinking. Get into bed and just lay there and just really feel, where is this feeling coming from? Where is this horny feeling? Where am I feeling it? Because we all have different areas in our body where we feel that turn on. It could be your chest, your nipples, your breasts, your stomach, your private areas, penis, vagina. It could be your ass. It could be your thighs, your feet, your hands. It could be multiple places. It could be your lips, the top of your head. We all have different areas that when they're stimulated, we get closer and closer to arousal. Really tune into those spots and enjoy that feeling. Lean into it, enjoy that feeling, and then let yourself go and just wander and let yourself, even if it's just in your mind, keep the clear mind, but just enjoy that feeling of, oh my gosh, I never realized my back got so tingly when I was aroused. Oh my gosh, I never realized, you know, the inner thighs of, like, my thighs are just so sensitive. Like, personally, just TMI right now, the left side of my pussy is way more sensitive than the right side. I don't know what that's about. But, yeah, so it's all about kind of just getting to that primal place. And you'll be amazed even if you have to do it a couple times. This might be like a weekly ritual you have to do, a daily ritual if you're like really in a hurry and want to get there. This might be a practice for you to pick up, but it'll get you there. It'll get you out of that. I can't speak for every single person. I don't know how patient you are with your sexuality and with your needs. But it's gotten me to where I do just get off with nothing, no visual, no thought, no fantasy, no person, just me in that primal, I need to get off and my body really craves this and this feels good. I mean, it's no different than us wanting to exercise and us wanting to eat. We have these primal instincts that we need to take care of ourselves. And taking care of yourself sexually is so important. Making sure your sexual needs are met, regardless if you're doing them yourself or someone else is helping out or a couple of people or, you know, whatever your thing is. It is so important to make sure you are taken care of. And at least for me personally, I know that I am mentally at the best place when I have my sexual needs met. And when I'm masturbating regularly, when I'm making my audios regularly, when I'm doing my sexual practice that helps me feel like me, because my sexuality is a huge part of who I am. And that might not be a huge part of you. You might just get like that every couple of months and just like, or maybe you just had a bad experience with sex, or maybe you just haven't been in the mood and you're like, what's going on? Try to get in your head where you're going to be in touch with that primal, sexy part of you. Does that make sense? All right. I hope it does. I talked for a long time. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this helps someone. Let me know. Let me know in the comments. I want to hear from you guys. You can send me a private message. I'd love to hear. If you did this, if it helped you at all, I'd love to talk more about it. So yeah, I will talk to you guys soon. Mwah. Take care, everybody.